Welcome to The Odyssey, a podcast by and about Mesa County Libraries. My name is Emmy.
My name is Bethany. Special guests include staff members who share their various passions and community members who serve Mesa County.
Thanks for joining, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about our recycled book art juried art show. We have Jessica Geddes, art librarian, here with us today. Welcome, Jessica.
Hello. Thank you.
So we, as Mesa County Libraries, have put on this juried art show for how many years now, Jess?
So this will be the third year that we've had it here at the library. The first year that we had it, the Friends of the Library actually organized it and put it together. And then last year we said, hey, why don't we make this an annual show? And we'll just put out the call for artists and we'll organize everything. And that's how it all got started. So it seems like it'll be going strong for hopefully at least a few more years. It's pretty popular and fun.
Well, even last year, you know, we had planned on putting that call out and having the art show physically up in our building. But then, I don't know if you guys heard this, COVID happened.
What's that?
Oh, it's just this tiny little thing that wrecked everybody's lives. No big deal.
Oh, I haven't even heard about it.
Oh, well, I'll tell you briefly how it affected the art world. We weren't able to physically showcase the art show at the library, but we were able to have a virtual show, and we put that up on our website, and then we created a Facebook album for it, and we got just the best engagement and responses from our patrons, and being able to put that, the internet, you put anything on the internet, people are going to love it. Not anything, but art in particular. And we just got so many creative submissions. We had some three-dimensional work done. Trevor did collage, I think. Staff can submit to it, too.
My favorite one was the ship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I specifically remember the ship. It was so cool. Don't know how they did it with just paper, but I loved it.
Yep. So go check that out. That album is still up on Facebook. It's the 2020 Recycled Book Art Show. But we're here to talk about this year. What are important dates and qualifications, eligibility? So I'm just going to read some of these really great dates for you guys. So Monday, April 5th at 8 p.m. is the deadline. So we're accepting applications at mesacountylibraries.org/recycledbookartshow. And if you just go to our homepage and scroll down a little bit, there's a button for you to click to submit your pieces. The great thing about this show is ages 16 and up can submit. Art happens at any age, but we kind of were able to allow some teens to submit some stuff too. And we got some great applications from all ages last year.
Definitely.
Let's see what else. One of the fun things that we are now starting to incorporate is three-dimensional work in our show, which is so fun. Last year, because it was virtual, we weren't limited by the physical standards of our hallway. And since then, we've actually gained some pedestals. So we're allowed to showcase three-dimensional art as long as it does not exceed 14 cubic inches.
Yeah, our pedestals are 15 by 15 by 15 inches square cubed. And so anything that fits inside of that, it'll be great. If we get smaller pieces, we're hoping maybe we can put a few smaller pieces by different artists in one of the display cubes. I think the more the merrier. I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, currently we have a collage show up by the Rocky Mountain Collage Society.
Correct.
And we have some really fantastic three-dimensional pieces up there. There's one called Bubble Bath.
Bubble Bath.
Bubble Bath. Oh my gosh, Maya Rudolph's gonna sue.
Sorry, Maya.
That is just, it fits perfectly. It's a mixture of, it's assemblage, is that the appropriate term? And so there's a glass. You just have to come check it out. Or again, check that show out online because we have a Facebook album for that as well. But yeah, as long as you can fit within that 14 by 14 by 14 parameter, we would love to see some three-dimensional art. As far as art that needs to be ready to go on the wall, we will not accept anything with a sawtooth.
Yeah, back. We can't have a sawtooth hanger. Yeah. They don't work with our art hanging system, unfortunately. So anything with like a picture wire hanger, that's going to work the best.
Mm-hmm. And I learned as an artist, I just YouTubed it, how to put a picture hanging wire on the back of it. And it's so easy. You go get like a little D-ring set from Home Depot for like $3. And then that guy is gallery ready.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty great. As far as the weight capacity goes, if we're going to be hanging it, it cannot exceed more than 3 foot by 4 foot, and it cannot be more than 40 pounds. Yeah. We've actually had some pretty big pieces hang up, but we want to make sure that it's not going to break our wire hanging
system. Yeah, don't be pulling our art rail down. That would be terrible.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
As far as the juror goes, so we haven't even talked about the best thing yet, which is the honoraria, and that means prize money.
Money. Cold, hard cash in the form of a check.
In the form of not circulated money.
Yeah.
So the Friends of the Library, which is one of our favorite groups, obviously they're friends of us, are going to be donating some money to the first, second, and third prizes. And first place, you're going to win $150. Second place, $125. And third place is $100. I feel like I should have listed those differently. Like,
no, it's okay.
Inversely, but it's fine. You want to know what's the most amount of money I can get.
That's a lot of money for making some art and winning a prize. If I was to win that money, I'd be pretty happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm.
And then remind me, is it our artist in resident who's going to be juring that, or is that the Friends of the Library?
Actually, I think this year it'll probably be the art committee
doing
the jurying. Okay. Yeah, hadn't really planned that part out so much, but I think the art committee would be great to just kind of look through those. I'm hoping, depending on how many pieces we get this year, I'm hoping to include just about everything that we get, mm-hmm. as long as we have space for it. We have a lot of room in that hallway, so I think we could accept, you know, maybe 30, 35 pieces, depending on the size.
Yeah.
So I really love to just be able to display everything that can come in, as long as it's appropriate for all ages. You know, that's mm-hmm. that's our stipulation. But I'd love to have everything on display that is submitted. And then our art committee, made up of 9 people, you know, I think we can go through, once everything is here, hanging in person, we can see those pieces in person and then kind of do our little jurying process. And just see which pieces would be our top three. And we always seem to do honorable mention as well, because there are some things that, you know, really tough decisions to make. And, you know, with only 3 places, it's pretty hard to narrow it down. So I think that's how it will work this year.
Perfect. Yeah. And I think you said 9 members across the art committee. And I would say 99.9% of those members have a background in art. And even if they don't have an official art background, they are patrons of the arts and appreciate it and can just, we value all of our staff's opinions, especially those on the art committee when it comes to juring art.
Yeah. The fun thing about this show, I think, is, you know, libraries are about stories, right? You know, about stories of our community, of people, stories in books, you know, just stories in general. That's what life is made up of. And so the whole idea of recycling a book that is no longer able to be read because it's falling apart or whatever, you know, pages are ripped, recycling that story into a new story for people to look at and just have this visual piece of art from this book that creates mental images of art, you know, as you're reading it, I think is just such a great what do I want to say
here? A story.
A great story, you know. It just the fact that you're recycling this book into something new for people to look at and appreciate is huge to me.
Yeah.
I love that idea of just reusing, recycling it.
Even if you're listening to this and you're like, "What? I don't have any books to recycle. I only have new books." Well, at the Central Library, we have the Friends of the Library book cart, where books are lower priced, usually about $1 to $2, depending on what it is. You could come peruse those offerings, see if you want to use anything for the recycled book show, and yeah, have some nice items that you can use and also give back to the library a little bit.
That's an excellent point. We are currently not accepting donations for used books at our depository. However, we are cleaning out what we do have there. Our Friends of the Library volunteers are still slowly getting back into there and shifting those things and getting them to. We actually have carts or kiosks, whatever you want to call them. We have one at our central location, Fruta, Clifton, Orchard, Mesa, and Palisade. So yeah, come to one of our book kiosks at any of those locations and grab some super discounted items for your artist pieces for the recycled book art show.
Yeah, and if you need some inspiration, you need some opportunities for inspiration for the Recycled Book Show, our artist in residence, Rebecca Woods, she has a couple of art programs coming up. One is on February 24th and one is on March 24th. You could come to those two programs or one or the other and get some inspiration on ideas, you know, some ideas that you could make with recycled book pages. One of those is the paper craft figures. That one is basically just making paper craft figures, dolls with jointed articulations, and you can make that out of any kind of paper. If you made it out of book paper, you could do some really amazing things there. Also, she's going to be doing the Shadow Boxes and Tunnel Books. That will be on March 24th. And, you know, she's going to walk us through how to make those things with a variety of different papers and fabrics. You could get the basics down at these programs, and then you could go off on your own and make something pretty amazing. But those will be at 6 p.m. on February 24th and then March 24th. And after each of those, she's also going to do a live Zoom meeting, so you can join her, ask her questions, see what she's working on. So those are some fun things that could tie into the Recycled Book Show as well.
Absolutely. Are those virtual or are they in person?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, so these will be that will be both of these will be virtual programs. She's recording them here in our studio. We'll put them out on social media those evenings, and then the Zoom meeting, as I mentioned, will be live, and that'll be right after the recorded program airs.
Wonderful. So these programs that Rebecca is going to be offering, there's actually a fun take and make kit for grown-ups that are partnered with these. So on that morning, so February 24th for the paper craft figures, those take and make kits will be available at all of our open locations while supplies last, beginning at 9 a.m. So you have that morning to come in, or basically that whole day before 6 o'clock, to come grab your kit. And then at 6 we'll release those video tutorials on social media. And then if you head to our events calendar, mesacountylibraries.org, you can click on that Zoom link at 6:30 and talk to Rebecca. She's just the coolest person, and I'm so stoked to see all of the fun things that she makes and then that she helps people create. I know we can't do in-person programs like we have in the past with our artists in residency, but her communication skills transcend being in the same space, so she can give you fun ideas to make your own figures a little more unique.
Yeah, the great thing about Rebecca, one of the great things is, you know, her passion is printmaking. So that's what she focuses on. However, I think she does a little bit of everything.
She does, yeah.
I think, you know, if you have questions about any type of art process, or if you just need maybe some feedback about a project that you're working on, or if you, you know, just anything, she would have the answer. She could point you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. She dabbles in everything, printmaking, drawing, bookmaking, doll making, needle felting, just everything, you name it. So she's a great one to have around. She's an awesome resource. We're so happy to have her as our artist in residence at this time.
So in addition to her offering those take and make Zoom sessions that are happening February 24th, March 24th, and at the end of April as well, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m., she's offering a virtual meet and greet hour. 2 hours, I guess, hours,
yeah.
Via Zoom. So those are available on our events calendar as well. And I logged in just to chat with her during her first one. So she was like, it was her first day of her residency, and she was setting up, and she has a studio at home, but obviously she's using this one in the meantime. And it was like Christmas for me, even though I wasn't like physically getting to see, but just as an artist, the supplies. She's like, oh, and I got this one from Japan, and this one I ordered from Turkey. And it was, she had needles, she had paper, she had ink. Like you said, she's such a generalist, but even the other people who were communicating and talking with her via that session, one of her friends lives in Japan, and so she was talking about her time as an artist visiting that location. And she's just a really great connected resource, I guess. And then she was talking about how she initially, her artist in residency was supposed to be last year, but because of COVID, we were able to kind of bump her around. But she was like, my initial plan was to do XYZ during, you know, my residency, but
burnout is real and I'm feeling the fatigue of the pandemic. And so I'm just going to be making toys during my residency. And she showed, like, she's got the frame built for this little toy that she's making. And it is the, this is not an appropriate thing, but it has the cutest butt I've ever seen.
Like a hand stitch.
Yes, a hand stitch. She's got this cute little bottom. And like she's working on getting the joints so it moves. And yeah. I'm sure if you guys log into one of those, you'll see her progress on that. But every week she's available to just chat about art. And she'll go any rabbit trail you want to go down. She'll take you and then she'll take you further.
Well, and just the quality of her workmanship, her craftsmanship is amazing. You know, you mentioned that she's making these toys and she's doing it just for fun. Well, you know, just because it's a fun thing doesn't mean that there's not this high quality product that doesn't come out of it. So I'm glad that she has fun with it, you know, but the end product is pretty amazing.
Right.
You know, it just has this high amount of detail, you know, hand stitched. Everything is just lovingly created. It's pretty amazing.
Well, and you know, like when she's going to go to make clothes for that thing, it's going to be, you know, hand dyed and I, you know, stitch the guy's name in the collar. Like it's going to be so pristine and it's just fun. Like I think those passion projects are really kind of the ways to get into like, what if you really did want to design clothes later on, or even just the way kids in general gravitate towards dolls. Like it's to nurture that caretaker ability that we will need later on in life. And so she's really tapping into that, which is super, it's just fun, but it's also, you know, going to pay her back down the road. Is that what I mean to say?
Pay off.
That's
payback.
Payback.
Yeah.
Payback. So if you guys head to our website, mesacountylibraries.org, you can find her information a couple different ways. On the services tab, if you hover over that, the first drop down item is 970 West Studio, and you have artist in resident, and you can see Rebecca's bio. There's a link to all of her programs that you can check on and attend those virtually and stop in, air quotes, just to see what she's got going on. You can follow her on social media. All of her stuff is listed in those event calendar listings to find her website and more. But just make some art. I think this last year has taught us anything. We got some idle hands. And if you're not creating something, it might do you better to do that.
Yeah. And if you're, you know, on that same token, if you're creatively stuck, if you just want to make something and you don't know what, or you don't want to make something, but you know you need to be using your creative powers for something, you know, just stop in to one of these meet and greet things. It would just be so great to have you there. And you know how that creativity works. You see somebody being creative, mm-hmm. you get that bug. You know, you'll catch that bug and maybe you'll start working on something a little creative as well. And creativity could be anything. It doesn't mean you have to be hand stitching a doll. You know, you can get creative with your cooking. You can get creative with your outfits. You know, you can get creative with your hair. It doesn't really matter. Just use that creativity because it's going to just add so much positivity to your day.
And those take and make kits will also help your creativity as well.
That's
get
right.
you in the mood a little bit. And if you're not comfortable coming into the library, we do offer take and make pickup through our curbside service. So if you go to our website, there's information about curbside at the top. Basically, you just need to make an appointment at least an hour before would be helpful, and say you want some take and makes, and we will bring those out to your vehicle for you.
The, I think, last adult take and make kit that we offered were embroidery kits, were the cutest little hoops. And I still have mine, but I'm sketching out what I want to embroider. But I've never embroidered in my life. And the fact that the library made it accessible to me and in such a tiny little low-risk opportunity, it gets me excited to kind of branch out. Jess, you mentioned something earlier about, you know, just being around creativity. I think about the Discovery Garden when that's in full bloom. Like, I'm not a gardener by any means, but just by being around the flowers blooming on my lunch break, it gets me excited to go out and maybe spend time in nature outside of the work parameters. So the fact that the library offers that type of inspiration in so many parameters just always gets me pumped.
There's also lots of books available for checkout, resources that you can get some inspiration from. We have a lot of craft books and our craft section. So if you're thinking maybe you want to do something like quilt making, but you're not really sure where to go, you could look in some of those books or photography. There's a ton in there.
Oh my gosh. We don't even talk about subject guides as much as we should. But our staff have curated a fantastic list for pretty much anything under the sun. We usually get a lot of questions about them, so I think at some point in time we're like, we're going to throw a guide together. But on the homepage under our e-resources tab, we've got a subject guides tab, and you can learn literally anything about everything. We've got business, we've got a COVID-19 one, which we, you know, we didn't have that before last year, but now it's got all the resources our community members need to figure that out. But the crafts and hobby ones is super fun because we've got crafts for kids. There's a tab about that. Woodworking, alternative crafts. So go check that out in case you just want to get inspired. And most all the items that we talk about, you can check out using our catalog. So we're giving you free resources. It's all just in the same place. So outside of working at the library, I teach some art classes at the community college. And the first 15 minutes of my inaugural class is who has a library card? And then if they don't raise their hand, the only homework they have is to go get one. And then I talk about the following resources. and they're all digital. So under our e-resources tab, when they're listed from A to Z, anyone who's wanting to expand upon their art skills, there's a couple different free through your library card resources that we have to offer. And the first one I like to talk about is Canopy. We talk about it. We talked about it in our last one about Black History Month. But we have the great courses, which are available. They don't affect your play credits, so your countdown is not going to go under. But they have a Learning to Draw one, which is, it's a little dry, but it's pretty impeccable.
Like, color theory.
Like, they go on and on and on. Jess, do you want to talk a little bit about Universal Class?
Yeah, Universal Class is another e-resource that we have, and a lot of these classes are taught by professors, college professors. It's at no cost to a library card holder, so they can just create an account through Universal Class on our website, and they've got classes on just about everything, you know, obviously history and accounting, things like that, but they've also got candle making.
Aromatherapy as well.
Watercolor, just you know, almost anything you could think about. And these classes are, you will have a professor, you will have a teacher. You don't have to check in with them. You can if you want, but they are just there to kind of guide you along through the program. If you're like me, you can start as many of those courses as you want and just never finish them.
I'm sorry, are you talking about me and my interior design course that I started in 2014?
So you're really not obligated to do much with it if you start and you don't like it. You don't have to email your professor and say, hey, I'm leaving. You know, it's all just kind of come in and go out as you want and learn what you want.
What I love the most about Universal Class, like especially in comparison to, say, the great courses via Canopy, is it is an actual person. So for some of those courses, not all of them, you're given assessments to do, and then you complete them and you can upload like pictures or essay questions. You can respond to those. Obviously, if it's more art geared, you're probably going to have to take a picture, but they'll give you constructive criticism, and it's never from a place of malice because you're there taking that class wanting to improve yourself. And it might take them a little while to get back to you, but it's never like a long period of time. Like when I did start my interior design class, like the instructor gave me feedback within like 3 to 5 days, which honestly is sometimes faster than my regular college classes. That's
faster than my current professors right now. Right?
So. And so just being able to have that connection with somebody who is specialized in their field for free through your library card is so fantastic. Like where else can you get that in the community?
It's true. If you're interested in just kind of looking at art too, we also have art passes or passes to get into the art center over on 7th Street. They're closed on Mondays, so don't try to use it on a Monday. But you can check out a pass from the library, take it on down to the art center. It'll get in, what, 6 people on one pass, I think. You can just wander around, look at the art created. Most of it is created by local people. Right now, they have the show for the Art Center members. So that place is just jam-packed with art. Everywhere you look, there's going to be art there. And go get inspired. Just have a little quiet time, look at art, enjoy, go home, take a nap, or go home and make something.
Visit our current collection that's hanging right now in the Central Library.
You know, another thing I think a lot of people tend to overlook because that's not why they're at the library, but we have a permanent collection of art at all of our library locations. And if you're going out to Fruita or Clifton or Palisade, just stop and take in like all the details of what our staff members have put into the environment. And you'll see little nameplates for art made by local artists, and it's fun. It's just, it's all around you. Another online resource that I want to talk about is Libby. And Libby just purchased RB Digital, which for our listeners who don't know about like the inner workings of libraries, like that doesn't mean anything to people. But Libby is a great tool for you guys to use to check out books, audiobooks, and now magazines. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, just flipping through like some ridiculous art magazine will get me inspired more quickly than if I were to go for a walk or try to pull something out of my own imagination. And we have over 1,000 different magazines available for checkout via Libby. And we've got a lot of great, there's, for me, because I'm a watercolorist, there's an art watercolor magazine that I check out all the time. And I'm 2 pages in and I'm like, oh, I got an idea. Bye. And then I'll forget I have it. But on our e-resources tab, check out Libby. If you don't have the app already downloaded on your device, check them out, because there's, again, unlimited resources and inspiration around you.
Yeah. And just to mention, too, Overdrive.
Oh, yeah.
Overdrive kind of is the parent company of Libby. You can check out those magazines in Overdrive as well. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same product,
yeah,
just with a different name, different interface. So if you don't use Libby and you use Overdrive, you can access all of those magazines.
Tomato, tomato.
Yep, exactly.
Well, if you guys have any questions about art or art resources that the library can provide for you, visit any of our locations. Obviously, we have an art librarian on staff, and many of us are passionate about it. But check out MesaCountyLibraries.org for more art inspiration information. And we hope to see your submissions to our Recycled Book Art Show before the deadline.
Yeah, and come check out Rebecca's meet and greets on Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5. Also, if you can't make it at that time, you know, just send us an email. You know, we've got that email address on our artist in residence page. Stop in there, send an email. We'll get you connected to Rebecca, because she's, you know, she wants to be here. She wants to connect with the community. She wants to teach people. She wants to encourage people. So yeah, reach out to us and we'll get you in touch with her.
Thanks so much for coming on, Jess.
Thank you.
Take and Make kits for children and teens, and occasionally for all ages, are available to pick up at all Mesa County Library locations. Visit the event calendar at mesacountylibraries.org to see what current Take and Make kits are available for the whole family. Request your Take and Make kit when you schedule your curbside appointment by calling 970-243-4442.